Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Guys, it's tangent time. We just wrapped up our program, our live program, and I really should take notes. I should be taking notes throughout the show on the things that come up that I then want to know more about, but I don't do that. I don't do that at all because I have severe ADD at times and I have too many other shiny objects. But let's do the tangent. Here we go.
It's the tangent with the Fred Show.
Giving you all the shit we couldn't talk about on air.
Jason and I went to, if any of you have ever been to any kind of like executive work lunch or dinner or whatever with clients, mm-hmm. then you know the vibe. And we, in my opinion, I witnessed what I believe to be the tackiest thing I've ever seen at a business related function. Would you agree?
Yeah, it was not executed well and the message was not clear.
So how do I say this vaguely here? Okay, so we were out to lunch. It was a large client meeting last week. Large, big client, many people representing said client.
I had a polo on.
Yes. Jason had a polo on.
Church fit.
Dress shoes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you were basically in a tux, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Compared to my normal day-to-day, yes.
And so we were at this thing. And this client was very complimentary of us, and you know, it was a very fancy lunch, by the way. I'm sure it was thousands of dollars that was spent on this thing.
Yeah.
And the client was very happy. The client had mentioned that they had been to a meeting previously in that morning before lunch where that was not as pleasant, where they had basically told a competitor of ours that they were not happy, I guess. I mean, I'm paraphrasing here. I don't really know what was said. Right. But would you agree? You can stop me if I'm wrong about any of this. Would you agree that it was sort of like, not great over there, you guys are great?
It was, yeah. The messaging in the different lunches was different from the previous one they had to ours.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Like,
the
they
vibe
were happy with
different.
Us. And I guess there was no food included in the previous meeting. So when they said, well, would you... At the previous meeting that didn't go well, they were like, I guess they offered, like, would you like to go to lunch or breakfast or something? And they're like, no, because we're going with iHeart.
Oh, they let them know.
And so they show up to our meeting, and our meeting is going very well. And we're meeting everybody, and a lot of really great people, good ideas, whatever, whatever. The end of the lunch comes, and dessert is about to be served. And a manager, somebody from the restaurant, comes and whispers in the boss's ear, and he looks at this person and audibly, like out loud so everyone can hear, basically said, fuck that. Like, no, no, absolutely not. And then he proceeds to tell it, of course, because he's messy. He proceeds to then tell everybody at the table what had just happened. So it turns out that our competitor had called over to the restaurant and offered to buy dessert, but a half slice of pie for each person at the table.
What?
A half... Have you not heard this yet?
Yeah, well,
a little bit of it. A half. Well, no, because you. No, I thought everyone in the room had heard the story, but
sorry,
the acting.
I thought I was on a radio.
Yeah.
No, the acting. The acting was so good.
She's trying to help our listeners find out
only,
more.
I thought when you told us the story off the air, I thought it was just a slice of pie. It was only a half a slice of pie.
Yes, they offered to send out half slices of pie for everyone at the table.
I like this move because you guys are still thinking about it.
Yeah.
Not in a good way.
Well, I know, but it got in your heads. Maybe it was me.
Oh.
No, but
there was a name.
It didn't get into our head. It got into our head like in a bad way. Like it's just, it's so bootleg. Like, I mean, first of all, who hijacks a, like truly, who, like, I mean, I've walked into restaurants before where our clients are eating with other competitors and I won't even go over there because I think that's rude because that's their time.
Yeah, it's
right?
A respect thing.
It's their meal. Mm-hmm. It's their function. It's their relationship. I can come up with my own, right? If I want to take a client out, I should do it myself or whatever. But then it's so par for the course that like the client was basically like, these guys are not great. And then their giant gesture is to send out discount desserts. I mean, I just
you would think they would pay for the meat. Like if you want, like if you're not in good graces with this client, like they've told you you're not in good graces, I'd have been like, yo, let me pick up this check to get in your good graces.
I think you stay away from the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't think you get involved with a competitor's thing. I mean, unless you're really trying to stick it to us somehow. And I don't know how you would do that by buying the lunch. Like, I don't think any, I don't know. There's got to be another way if you're going to go rogue and like, you know, I don't know, some sort of guerrilla warfare thing again. But it had nothing to do with us. I honestly believe that it was intended to be a nice gesture, but like it came off cheap. It came off tacky. It came off desperate. And I think everybody at the table saw that. And I have to wonder, like, was that a unilateral move by a person who meant to do something nice? Or did they actually get in a room together and go, all right, boy, we're in a bad spot. Send half desserts over there right now. Call them up. Oh, wait, how much is dessert? Okay, cut that in half, and then they can have that. Like, if you're going to do the gesture, then do the gesture, right? Send out every dessert. Send out 10 of every dessert. Mm-hmm, like, go way over the top.
What did the client say? Did you get any response from them? Like,
they didn't say much, but you could tell they thought it was Bush League.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah, but we were all happy because then we got all the pies. Then all the pies came. And so we got to try.
Oh, you didn't eat the half pie?
No.
The half pie was never delivered.
It didn't get delivered.
No. Yeah.
See, that sounds like the perfect portion for me.
Well, then cut your own pie in half.
Right. Yeah,
and then,
it was a lot of pie, but then we got all the pies.
Okay.
So but like pie. Was, full pies.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We got
who sends half pie?
It's kind of funny to me.
It's so tacky. It's just so tacky. What?
Who paid for the lunch? Us?
iHeart, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Why?
No, that was just what I was a little confused about. I'm like, is the client paying for the lunch or are we paying for the lunch or, you know, the people across the street trying to pay?
No, we invited them out, so we paid.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I just don't think anything they could have done related to our event, our little function, I don't think anything would have come off. I don't know. Like, I guess they had a bad meeting. I would be focused on fixing whatever they weren't happy about, not sending bootleg desserts to the table. I don't know. It just it came off really, really bad.
Yeah. I wonder if, like, okay, like you said, the client told this competitor, like, hey, we're going to lunch. I wonder if they told them where they're going, or these guys had to call restaurants and be like,
no, they must have told them.
Right.
Yeah.
They must have told them where
they were. But it's almost like you're trolling the client. Like, if I'm the client, like, I feel like you're trolling me now. Like, I'm not happy with you already. Then you do this, which is weird. And now you're just trolling me. So now I need to pull all my money out and just go ahead with the people that's actually picking up the check and taking me to a respectable meeting.
Yeah,
that's what I would do.
I don't know. I've done this for a long time, and I've seen some crazy stuff. But I've really never seen anything quite like that. Like, it was really uncomfortable and weird, and the gesture just fell so flat.
Yeah, it was executed poorly.
It really was.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm. We should send them something to their company. We should send them, like, a
full pie?
Empty pie tin or something.
I do think a picture was taken and sent over there to somebody. Because, again, I believe... It's Piegate. It
drama.
Is.
Yeah.
It's possible. I don't know the rep. And I don't mean any disrespect, because it's just so par for the course of what's happening with our competitor. It's just so, everything is so, and no one knows who I'm talking about. It's just so bootleg on every level.
Yep.
That, like, I just couldn't believe this. I'm like, anyway, it's very possible that this person unilaterally decided, I want to, you know, I know some of the people at that table. I want to do something nice. I just think you stay away from your competitors' events. And I think if you're going to do something, then don't do half-ass version of
it.
Right, right.
If you're going to do it, go big. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, or don't.
Yeah.
What was the waiter's reaction when, like, our boss was like, no?
Yeah, because you know our boss is not subtle. So he was not subtle about it. And then he was basically like, I don't bring any of that. And they're like, but it's paid for. And I think he just said, keep the money.
Okay.
Like, oh, do okay. something else with it. I don't
give
care.
Give the pie to the staff.
Yeah. Okay. It was something like that. Yeah.
Give the half pie to the staff.
But, like, what are you also saying about, like, what are you saying about our lunch? Like, that we're not capable of buying you dessert? Like, I don't know. It came off bad.
Yeah.
The messaging isn't clear. Like, you didn't send a clear message. Like, if you're going to come for someone, like, the message needs... Like, I don't know what you're trying to say.
Right.
You know?
You thought you ate, but you didn't.
Right. And if someone...
You left all the crumbs.
You only get a piece of the pie.
You did not eat
like,
any
what is
pie.
The reason?
And I have no idea what was actually said at the other meeting, but if it was not good, something to the extent of, like, we don't think we're getting what we're paying for, or we don't like this or that, then don't do a half-assed gesture after that. That's basically just reiterating what apparently they just told you, which was that you're half-assed.
What else did you guys get? Did you guys get the chicken?
The fried chicken was there. I didn't get to eat any of it, though.
I did try the fried chicken. I had a seafood linguine.
Ooh.
That was really good.
Yeah, and a steak. It was delicious.
I wasn't
yeah.
sure if you were, like, uncomfortable, like, during kind of, like, client meetings like that. Like, if you eat, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
Like, I'll order fucking everything.
Yeah, that's why they'll bring you.
Yeah.
There was everything. We had, like, every different type of potato.
I will say, going to eat with our boss... When it he's food obsessed,
yeah.
and he's food motivated,
mm-hmm. yeah,
yeah.
So it's you know, we have our differences.
Same.
Well, yes, he and I have our differences, but when
we'll break some bread.
When you go to eat, he does not no expense is spared.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I don't have proper dental care or like
yeah.
certainly no reimbursement for mental exactly. health, and they don't match our 401k. But I did get to be part of a $3,000 lunch. Yeah. I would imagine.
Remember that one time he shamed us when we went to lunch
oh,
with
my
him,
God, Rufus.
And what he happened? Asked like. What would your last meal be? And we gave our answers. He's just like, "That's what you would pick." I'm like, "Yes."
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't right. like that. He wanted more specificity.
Yeah,
of the,
I'm like, picking my Nona's meatballs. I'm like,
that's a very serious question
I don't
for
know
him.
Your Nona.
Great, right?
And by the way, it's been known to be. I believe it was on yours. It was an interview question, and there is a wrong answer
there
for
is a
him.
Wrong answer.
Right.
He was so serious. He said your five favorite sandwiches in Chicago, and I obviously like wasn't living here at the time, and I'm not from here, so like the pressure was on, and I like thought it was funny. I'm like,
yeah.
wait, aren't you going to ask me about like where I went to school or anything?
Right.
And I passed, but the wrong answer was a turkey sandwich, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He said there is a wrong... He scared the crap
out
of me.
I was just like, I would take a Chicago-style hot... You would... it was one of your last meals? I'm like... Yes.
Yeah, but like oh, that, yeah. it's my answer yeah. to my opinion-based yeah. question.
Right. I don't yeah. know your grandma. I'm sorry I didn't oh, pick God. Her meatballs.
Dude, I was so scared when he tried my soup and he loved it. I was like, thank you, Jesus. This man knows food.
No, I told him I loved Olive Garden yeah. and it ruined him for the rest yeah. of his life. Like,
oh, no, this is a guy.
Yeah. I can't we'll tell never my
look
Italians
at,
about
you won't look
that.
At me in yeah. the eye. Yeah.
This is a guy that, no joke, when he goes on vacation with his family and stays in like a Hilton, like just a normal hotel room, he brings burners.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Griddle. He brings a griddle.
He brings a whole thing. In fact, at one
respect.
Point, his wife set off the fire alarm doing something in the bathroom. His wife did. And then they show up wanting to know what was going on in the room. And he had to basically conceal, I mean, an entire fucking kitchen that he brings with him.
Whoa.
Because apparently he wants to eat his own chicken cutlets or whatever when he's on vacation. Which, God bless him. Like, look, again, got it. He's into hospitality. He loves food. You know, he loves this one particular restaurant because he spent a lot of money there, a lot of the company's money there, so they know him and they treat him a certain kind of way. And by the way, I do the same thing. If I'm trying to impress people, there are places I know I can take them, and that's what he's doing. Yeah. So yeah, no, and it was a nice lunch, and I'm very glad that our relationship with said client seems to be good. They seem to be happy.
Nice.
But
good.
I really was like, for about 24 hours, I was shooketh. Yeah. I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, what the hell? I mean,
I would have posted that on social right away. I'd have been like,
no,
half a piece of.
I think you just stay away from mm-hmm. stay away from competitors' events. Like, just you know what?
You never know when it's going to be reversed, and that's how I was looking at it.
True.
Like, you never know how it's going to be reversed, and like, karma is real. Like,
karma
I would never problem. Like reach out and like do that to somebody. Like,
I want to believe like that it was intended to be a kind gesture. I want to believe that, but mm-hmm. I don't. I think even then, it almost basically reiterated what my understanding is their problem was to begin with. You know, it's like it's. I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't at the first meeting, but what was indicated to me was like Bush League over there, and then Bush League with the effort. And I'm just like, dude, huh? Anyway, I guess I'm glad to be working for the guy with the bigger expense account.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, I will say that. But have you guys ever been in a professional setting where something happened and you were just like truly mind blown?
Every day.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Well, I've been out with some clients who revealed in the past, way, way, way in the past, like some crazy lifestyle choices and stuff. And you, what are you going to do? You're just like, oh, okay.
Like what?
Oh, you just got to play it cool.
Well, I'm not going to say. I just, and this is like way back in the day, like way, 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 way. Nobody who's on the air now, but I was just, you know, I don't know. It's like people, we've had some in the past, we've had some short-term and very eccentric partnerships with people who come in and they spend a lot of money. So they kind of, I don't know, they act a certain kind of way and God love them, you know, but sometimes it's like, oh, I didn't know we were, oh, okay. You know what? I don't know. And you can't say anything because they're clients. You know, because, like, what are you going to do? Or have you ever had a client ask you a question and you don't know the right answer for them? You know, so you're like, this is a 50-50 thing. Like, I might say the wrong thing right here.
Oh, yeah. That's my everyday life. Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost said Coke in a Pepsi meeting once. I almost did that. And luckily, I was so focused on not saying Coke in a Pepsi meeting that I almost said Coke in a Pepsi meeting, but... luckily, it played off like I was fucking around. And so it played off like a ha-ha, like people laughed. But what they don't realize is all, like, for a week in my mind, I was just like, there's only one fucking thing you can't say in this meeting, and it's Coke. That's, you can't refer to it as a Coke. You don't drink Coke. That's not a Coke. That is 100% a Pepsi, and it does matter. And I was so focused on not doing it that I almost did it.
Is it because you were in the South for a little while, and they refer to Coke as, like, everything? Is that, or you just were like,
I do think that's true. I think most places people just refer to Coke as,
like, can I have a Coke? And then what kind?
Is Pepsi okay? And you're like, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I know Pepsi's tried to obviously combat that for a long time. But yeah. Yeah. There was one word that I could not say. And I said like half of it. But luckily, they thought it was on purpose. They were like, ha, you're crazy. You know?
You're like, yeah.
Just play it off. Yeah.
It's like one thing, Fred, one thing. Do not fuck this up. There's one thing. And I almost did it. Yeah. Nothing like that, Jason? Because you sit in a lot of these meetings.
Yeah. No, I try to just shut up. I do more of observing than anything else and only speak when I'm spoken to because I'm afraid that I'm going to say something wrong or poo-poo something. So I'm very much like, let me just give you the facts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shut the hell up.
You're good at being quiet. I'm working on it. You and Kiki are really good at, like, I know you guys are thinking thoughts. Yeah. But you keep them inside.
Well, I feel like you get your ass kicked enough in meetings to like then be like, I'm just going to shut the hell up.
I mean, I know. I've got my ass kicked in life, but I can't keep my mouth shut. I literally cannot.
Corporate America.
This is a
they will teach you.
Well, the other funny thing is we went around the room and the clients first went around and said like what they all do for the company. And then we went around and said what we all do for the company. And I was second. Joe Soto was to my right.
Oh, the love of my life.
And of course he gave a, you know, hey, I'm just a Chicago boy living my dream. Like it was just such a pure,
you're right,
amazing answer because he's a pure, amazing guy. That shit makes me nervous. Like speaking in front of 15 other people.
So nervous.
I was sweating.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm like, do I be witty? Do I be quick? Do I be? And I was kind of so succinct about it that at the end somebody was even like, Fred, did you go? Because I didn't want to do it. But yet, I don't know how many tens of people we talk to on the radio every day, and I don't think twice about that.
Yeah,
maybe because I'm comfortable with all you guys, and it's just like, I don't worry about. I know that. You know, there's love and acceptance, and if I'm not funny or am funny or if I say something stupid, you know, whatever, I'm not necessarily still trying to make an impression. But that shit makes me so nervous.
Yeah. Same.
So
nervous. It's such a difference than doing radio. Like, we don't see who we're talking to. So sometimes I forget that we're actually talking outside this room all the time. That's why I'm in trouble. But speaking in front of a group of people, oh my God. And on a Zoom meeting, oh my God. I hate that so much.
So
like, I can just feel you staring back at me. I hate that. Like, I hate a Zoom meeting.
And you don't care. Like, no, you want me to shut up so this meeting can be over. Like, you don't really want me to get my five favorite colors or whatever.
What's
like
a fun fact about you? You're just like, oh my God. I don't know anything. Right?
When I had to go in front of sales, like I was literally shitting my pants like on stage. I don't like that.
Yeah, and you would think.
No.
Because like I'll say to people, I have a fear of public speaking. And they're like, that's funny. The other thing is I said to someone yesterday, like I'm kind of an introvert. And they're like, that's impossible. I'm like, but it's very possible.
It's true.
It is very possible that you can come in here and like you know, do this thing.
Right.
And it's almost more possible because you come in here, and if you're in a sales job or any other job where you're like essentially performing every day, it's not the same kind of energy as an organic back and forth with a group of people. It's a different energy. And so it's kind of exhausting in some ways mentally. And so, I don't know, I tend to go home and I'm just quiet, and I also tend to like avoid unnecessary social interaction because I'm like recharging.
Right.
And I think people, they're like surprised. I listen to your show, you talk a bunch of shit. I'm like, well, yeah, but that's different, you know, than a real life one-on-one conversation with a stranger that I don't know you. I don't know, maybe starts to feel like work again. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. But I think it's why a lot of comedians, a lot of media personalities, actors, I think it's why people sometimes think that they're kind of assholes. And it's like, no, they're shy.
Right.
They're like actually shy. Yes. When it's not on, it's off.
Yeah. Even on The Bachelorette, and even though we were drinking, we had to go around the table and you saw it was like 14 girls and each like say a story about the bride, like, or like just say something. And I was so like nervous and people were so shocked about that. Like But I don't like it. I don't know. If it's scary.
Yeah.
I got really scared.
But you did a good job, Jason.
Thank you.
Did a good job.
So did you.
Well, thank you.
You guys crushed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well.
Now I want pie.
We had pie. The peanut butter chocolate pie. Oh my God.
Yeah, no, the pie was really good. The pie was really good. The food's really good, actually. Yeah. It's especially good when I'm not paying for it.
That's right.
It tastes even better. But yeah, I don't know. That was sus. It shook me to the core. It really did. I was really
My mouth was just like open. I think I looked at you and I was like,
yeah, I couldn't stop thinking about it too, and I wasn't even there.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things where like everybody at the table like does the thing where you put your hand on your forehead and you're just like, oh no, you didn't just like, do that. You didn't just do that.
Were you in fight or flight?
I was stunned. Like, I was too stunned to speak. Like, I was just sitting there like, whoa.
Yeah. And I know it sounds sort of mundane, but I just don't fuck with other people's meetings. Yeah. Like, to have your own meeting,
it's a big deal.
Like, you screwed up. Yeah. Okay, like, you didn't, they weren't happy, and then you didn't, you know, they want to be wined and dined. They deserve it. They spend plenty of money. They're great partners, so treat them like that. So you fucked it up. Okay, fine, the next time you meet with them, don't fuck it up again. Like, take them somewhere nice, cater the thing, buy them some fucking pie, I don't know, whatever you want to do next time. But that's, I would agree, is kind of one gun.
Yeah.
One gun. But anyway.
That's wild.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was my shooketh moment of the day.
Yeah.
And I'm still shooketh. And I think I'll refer to that as the half pie incident.
Yeah, I'll never forget it.
I don't think I will either. I think that goes down as one of the tackiest things I've seen in the business setting.
Very
now,
tacky.
We could do a whole podcast about that. But anyway, I'm out of time.
Oh,
not
shoot.
Today. Yeah. Not today, half pie people. There's the chance. Have a good day.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.